With SRN Sports, I'm George Williams. College football's one remaining quarterfinal playoff game is in the books. Notre Dame defeats Georgia 23-10 in the Sugar Bowl. Notre Dame head coach Marcus Freeman praised how his players performed under adversity.
They handled this incident, this change, but they handle everything that's thrown at them in an unbelievable way.
Coach referring to the game's postponement due to the deadly New Year's morning truck attack, which took place in New Orleans' French Quarter about a mile from the host venue, the Superdome. In the game, Jaden Harrison's 98-yard kickoff return for a touchdown broke the game open for the Irish as the second half began. Irish also came through on defense, stopping Georgia on all three of its fourth down attempts and also forced two fumbles, one deep in Notre Dame territory and one inside its own 20. So Notre Dame goes on in the playoffs, which will continue next weekend. This is SRN Sports. A couple games in college basketball. 19th-ranked Gonzaga played Portland. 9th-ranked Oregon played number 22 Illinois. A couple finals, Memphis over Florida Atlantic, and number 20 Purdue defeated Minnesota. In the NBA, you had the Thunder over the Clippers, Nets beat the Bucks, the Celtics winners over the Timberwolves, Pacers defeated the Heat, and in the NHL, it was also a busy night among the games. In overtime was the Ducks defeating the Jets 4-3, Stars beat the Senators 4-2, Maple Leafs over the Islanders 2-1, Red Wings beat the Blue Jackets 5-4. In a shootout, it was the Wild over the Capitals 4-3, and it was the Hurricanes defeating the Panthers 3-1. In late games, it was the Lightning and the Sharks, Canucks and Kraken, Flyers and Golden Knights, the Utah Hockey Club against the Flames, and the Sabres against the Avalanche. NFL play this weekend. AFC has 9 teams competing for 8 spots in the playoffs, and in the NFC, all 8 of the spots are taken. This is SRN Sports.